This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Brutal heat, muggy humidity, miserable flooding. Chances are you've been wrestling with Mother Nature. In Iowa, Hayward and Mayor Larry Gregg says people are coming together to lay sandbags.
It's amazing. That's what Hayward is about. When we have a problem or an issue that needs some help, we get a lot of help, not only in Hayward, but we have people from other communities that are coming to assist us also.
He was heard there on KCAU-TV in Iowa. The AP's Donna Warder with more on that flooding and the fierce heat across the nation.
Floodwaters rose at the borders of Iowa, South Dakota, and Minnesota. And in northwest Iowa, entire neighborhoods were evacuated. Rains are expected to continue today. Meanwhile, many parts of the country have been enduring scorching temperatures. Bob Orovec of the National Weather Service says it's expected to be 10 degrees cooler for the eastern part of the U.S., but not so for the plains and the southeast.
The temperatures are expected to be anywhere from the upper 90s to a few degrees over 100 degrees.
I'm Donna Warder.
Families of hostages held by Hamas are furious after Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said last night that he will only be willing to agree to a partial ceasefire that would not end the war in Gaza. In Russia, gunmen opened fire on churches, a synagogue, and a police post yesterday, killing 19 people in Dagestan, most of them police officers, say authorities, who say all the attackers were killed. At least 16 are dead in a fire at a lithium battery factory in South Korea. The AP's Charles de Ledesma with what a witness has been telling authorities.
A witness has told authorities that the fire began after batteries exploded as workers were examining and packaging them. Officials say the exact cause would be investigated.
This is AP News. You gonna watch? Joe Biden and Donald Trump will debate on Thursday night. It'll be on CNN in a studio in Atlanta. No audience.
The co-chair of President Biden's re-election campaign says the president has a strong record to run on.
Joe Biden wakes up every day thinking about the American people, fighting hard for regular folks, thinking about ways to lift everybody up. Donald Trump wakes up every day pretty much thinking about himself.
Mitch Landrieu on NBC's Meet the Press also says Biden will reassure voters he's not too old for another term. But Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says there's no way the president can defend his border policy, citing a string of violent crimes by migrants in the U.S. illegally.
The people that killed them, raped them, and murdered them were in our custody and let go, I think, illegally.
Graham on Fox News Sunday. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Disease hit hard this year, huh?
Yeah. Mother Nature threw the kitchen sink at us. Tar spots, southern rust, we had everything.
I didn't know if my fungicide would hold, but Miravis Neo really came through. Even with that dry spell, our yield monitor did not disappoint.
Seriously?
Yep, and with results like this, I'm sticking with it.
No matter what next season brings, protect your ROI with Miravis Neo. Call your retailer to lock in your supply today. Always read and follow label instructions.